Sometimes people use secret codes to keep vital information from slipping into the wrong hands. General Patton used such a code in World War II just so he had something to drink. The interesting story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
What was General Patton's drink of choice? Brett Gooden says he knows.
It's called Armored Diesel. It's a product that we have. It's George S. Patton's favorite drink. We've worked with the Patton family, and we're really excited about it.
Gooden is the owner of Boundary Oak Distillery in Radcliffe, Kentucky. Fort Knox is near here, and that military site is a place Patton spent much of his time, on post. Local historian Mark Hinton helped Gooden research the bourbon Patton drank on special occasions with his officers.
He would take bourbon and scotch and pour it all together into this big bowl and mix it up. It was a very much a sweet style bourbon. And he would take a little shot of cherry juice and pour it into this drink. And he said that represented the blood of their foe.
Patton even had a special way to serve the drink.
And he actually had this wooden bar that said Armored Diesel on it. And so they would set this bar up whenever they would go to Europe and they would serve the drinks.
The name itself, Armored Diesel, was important as well, for it was the name that helped ensure Patton's prized bourbon wasn't taken by others.
From what we've been able to find out, when he would ship his liquor from place to place to keep people, I guess, from stealing it instead of putting bourbon on it, they would write Armored Diesel on it so that it wouldn't get confiscated and he would know what it was. And so if he just put diesel, it wouldn't end up in a tank somewhere.
So Armored Diesel became Patton's code for all of his personal alcohol he sent to Europe. Gooden enjoys researching such history and then incorporating that into the products that his distillery produces. Traveling the countryside near Radcliffe, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McRae.